Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Muscles, bravado, masculinity. The core characteristics you'd find in any weightlifting gym.
That's how you drove off your toes so the bar was in front of you.
They're also the characteristics that define gang life for many Boston teens. So maybe it's not all that surprising that not long ago, a nationally ranked weightlifter thought that teaching the fundamentals of Olympic lifting could help redefine what strength really means for at-risk kids. It's exactly what they're doing at the novel nonprofit, Inner City Weightlifting.
I really like this program, you know. It changed my whole life, you know.
Because they're juveniles, we can't use their names, but the way this kid feels is exactly how a lot of them feel.
Like, I've been through a lot, and I took the right path, and I'm making everything, you know, just working out and lifting.
And often lifting side by side with rival gang members. Their Bloods, MS-13s, even Latin Kings, says Inner City's Yasha Khan.
Never been any fights. All the kids are really nice, really respectful, really fun to be around. I mean, it's a good thing that it's good for the community, but aside from that, we all enjoy it also.
So much so that the program is growing fast. Its founder hopes to take Inner City national. So who is the guy who thought that teaching the clean and jerk could keep teens on the straight and narrow?
John Feinman is a beast. Period.
That was not bad at all. Just keep it close to the body. Get out.
Well, we've pulled the beast out of the gym, and we have him here with us now. John Feinman is the founder of the nonprofit Inner City Weightlifting Program. John, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also with us is Day-Day. He's a longtime student of the program and a native of Dorchester. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to you as well to Radio Boston.
Thanks.
So, John Feinman, let me start by asking you, what inspired you to take weightlifting and bring kids into the gym who may have not otherwise, you know, thought that that was the thing for them?
Yeah. About 5 years ago, I did a year of Athletes in Service to America. So I was working in a underperforming school in East Boston, and I realized during that year that a lot of the students that were growing up, granted in a rough situation, but were going to make it no matter what, they automatically sought out any sort of productive outlet. At that school, there also was a group of MS-13 gang members, and they didn't seek anything other than the streets after school. So I kind of saw my role at that school better served working with these students who really were causing trouble on the streets and trying to get them involved in after-school sport-based programs. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is that there was no program at the time that really interested them. And if there was, within a week, they'd be kicked out of that program.
So what do you think it was about lifting and being in the gym that was so appealing to them, that got them to come off the streets and into the gym?
So one of the things that is just an immediate factor to get them engaged is the fact that being bigger, stronger, and faster is something that's an immediate need and reward to them. But what happens is their self-esteem grows and they end up acting less on their impulsive behavior and starting to take that step back, think about it for a couple minutes.
Okay, so you started the program in January, I guess it officially launched in January.
Yes.
And how many students have you had since then? The program is growing.
Yes, so we started with 4 students in January, and as of today, we've reached more than 70 students, and we're spread across 6 locations in Boston.
Well, we've got one of the students who's participating here. His name is Day-Day. It's not his full name, but because you are a juvenile, we're going to go with Day-Day. So what exactly did you like about the program when you first started? What kept you coming back?
I was always into lifting weights in sports, so when I got introduced to the Olympic weightlifting, I knew that it was going to make me faster and stronger, like you said, and it'll help me with the sports and wrestling, because that's what I do. I wrestle.
Well, what were you doing after school, say, before you got involved with Inner City Weightlifting?
There wasn't really much to do, so it was like after like practice, after like wrestling practice, it was like I was going back to my neighborhood. It wasn't really much to do. But then after Joan introduced the Olympic weightlifting, then it's more to do.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like, so you were already a wrestler, so obviously very athletic to begin with, but do you feel like being part of inner city, did it help you like focus your mind more, or did it keep you away from other things that might have been distracting?
It kept me away from like hanging out with the wrong crowd, because everybody's like friends there. Everybody from everywhere is friends at the Olympic weightlifting, no matter if their families have problems elsewhere.
Did you ever imagine you'd see people like that getting along?
No, not at all.
Yeah, so what's making them get along then? Because, you know, when we in the intro we said that there's like rival gang members who, at least when they're in the gym, they aren't, you know, trying to fight or battle or rough each other up.
Because a lot of them probably never knew each other from before the Olympic weightlifting, and then when they came together, they'll start talking, and then they'll become friends, and then when they find out that they're rival gang members, it's like too late to turn friendship around then. So, mm-hmm.
Well, John Feynman, what about the coaches that you get in this program? Where do you find them from, and how do you bring them into the program?
So many of them I've lifted with in the past, and they're a team of former professional athletes, nationally ranked Olympic lifters, and the second that we started making some traction, all of them just wanted to volunteer, and they come in. The atmosphere that especially the students and the coaches have helped create is something that's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. I've just got to ask, I mean, we're talking to Day-Day here, who's obviously a young man, but do you have young women in the program as well?
We do. We actually have 10 young women.
Okay. So walk us through a typical day, or I guess, is it after school, or a typical workout for inner-city weightlifting?
Sure. So students come in. First thing they do is just greet the coaches. We shake their hands, start getting them warmed up, which will take anywhere from about 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And the students who have been with us for a while, they'll go based on the workout for the day and just start going at it. A lot of our older students will actually start to naturally coach our younger students, and the coaches kind of help facilitate that process. At the end, we usually do some sort of a cool down. Sit them down, have some protein shakes, talk to them about nutrition, and it's also our excuse to get them sitting down and work on some academic support.
Mm-hmm. And what about when they leave the gym? Because that's always a concern with programs like this, that everything goes well and there's a lot of student development while they're in the program, but at the end of the day, they got to go back home into their neighborhoods.
Yeah, so it's constant follow-up. Myself and all the other coaches, the students have our cell phones. They know to give us a call. If a student isn't at practice for a week, we're going to show up. Hopefully, if they're at school, we'll show up at school. If not, we'll go to their home or wherever it is we can find them and just make sure that we are a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. And what about, I guess, challenges in this program? Because while it sounds like it's working great in the gym, I just wonder, like, what hasn't gone as well as you hoped it would for inner-city weightlifting?
One of the major factors is having our own space and having some sort of means of transportation for many of our youth. Many of our youth can't take public transportation. So as coaches, we're picking them up before practice, dropping them off after, which is great because it gives us that one-on-one time with the student to really talk to them about what's going on, not just inside the gym, but also outside the gym. And space, we've been really lucky to have several gyms like Revolution Fitness to donate their space, but we also want to offer support for our students 24/7.
And I mean, there haven't been any challenges with the kids, with the students themselves?
So as far as that's gone, it's actually been relatively smooth. We have had a couple of instances where students have not behaved accordingly outside of practice. But one thing that is a huge success for us is the fact that they're calling us to let us know that. So by no means are they going to be turned around in a matter of days, weeks, or even months. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they feel comfortable enough to give us a call, let us know what just happened, and ideally if they can let us know before, that much better.
Okay. Day-Day, one last question for you. What can you bench press?
270.
270, okay. That's not bad. That's like three John Feynmans. John Feynman, founder and executive director at, and coach of Inner City Weightlifting, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And Dede, you're a student at the Inner City Weightlifting Program. You've been there since February, and you're looking great, by the way. Thanks so much for being with us.